if you remember your mother talking about, or if you remember whether she got paid or how much she got paid. Never talked about it at all. Yeah. And did she like that kind of work? Did she ever talk about
it? She enjoyed it.
She enjoyed it very much, yeah. That's good. Another question I've sure written down. And my own grandfather actually played the violin during the silent period too. But then he was out of a job when it went to sound. Do you remember how she felt when sound films were in?
I felt so bad. I don't remember how it ended. I said, I guess it just stopped. Mm-hmm. When the sound finished, that was it.
Did she get other work afterwards? Or?
Mm-hmm. She was working home with the students.
Do you remember how she dressed when she played the piano?
Fancy lady.
Fancy lady. I'm asking actually because when I was in Tallahassee recently, I saw a photograph of a woman playing in a Miami house, and it was like she was dressed for a garden party. She had a beautiful dress and hat on, and I was curious if you remembered how you.
I don't think we have one picture of your mother in the exhibit. Yeah. Just about.
Yeah, Mr. Bob is not. But we do have
that picture of the garden party for the
harmonia.
Fairy tale.
It's harmonia. And we're going to be here long
before
the barber.
Barber
has a wall, just mother.
When does Barber come back?
I think she's going to be gone in a week.
We'll be here that long. You want to let us in?
Do you have photographs of your mother playing the piano?
At that time, the music was as important, if not more, than what was on the screen.
So that there was nothing on the screen. We didn't have television at that time.
But I meant the movie screen where your mother played.
What did you say?
I said at that time, very often the music was more important.
Then
whoever was playing was
right.
More important than that's what right. Was on the screen. Mm-hmm. And the question about how one dressed as the performer for the films, is related to sort of positioning the audience and the pianist.
Mm-hmm.
They came to hear her as well as to see.
That's right.
To see the movie.
You said that she played along with the films. Do you remember her playing before the film started as a special number, or did anyone ever? Did she play anything where people could sing along?
I don't know. In the singing, she might have played every little introduction prior to the film coming down. Picture coming on.
Mm-hmm. Well, I imagine she played with the Sons of the Popple at that time. Can you remember the title of any of those songs that were played?
Can you sing them for us?
Mm-hmm. See if I can think of some of the titles at that time. Oh, would it be popular back then? What parents we had in there?
Yeah, the sing-alongs.
In some theaters, I don't know if they had it in this theater, but in some theaters they had slides with the words of the song.
With the dots, no, they didn't come to that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you know whether your mother's name was advertised?
No, it wasn't. I don't know if they ever presented her as in the play. I just think when the movie started, she just started.
She wasn't introduced?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
I don't remember the introduction.
What's your mother's name?
Juanita Davis Beadle.
Juanita Davis Beadle. That's mm-hmm. pretty.
Was there another black theater in nearby that people could choose between whether going to the Alamo or to
in Jacksonville. Well, see, that was after.
That was after the war.
After come back.
Yeah. Did the white theaters downtown advertise the fact that they had colored sections?
What would be on?
The white theaters. Did they advertise that they had special seating for blacks?
Oh, no, we just heard. You just got to hear it. They're hoping for blacks to go up there. We're sure you don't get in when you win. Fine. It was a known thing.
Mm-hmm.
How did you know what was playing at the Alamo? Were it advertised in the paper, or did you pass by and see posters?
I guess we saw posters. I don't know.
Was that the thing standing out there? Jackson didn't have a colored newspaper in those days?
Did they ever pass out handbills, you know, like the leaflets announcing the shows? When you said we weren't sure whether we could get in and we didn't go down, what did you mean about the going
well,
to the black theater?
Well, you might go down and say it's not for color.
Mm-hmm.
Was not that, for niggers.
Was that a sort of a common experience or?
In different things about it. Not only the different other things.
Mm. And I mean, but at some point when the theater was had offered special seating for blacks, was it in association with something happening at the theater for blacks? Like, did black entertainers ever appear at the white theaters?
On the stage.
Mm-hmm.
No, it would just be a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you would go up. It was just a matter of separating whites from blacks.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you could get upstairs above them, besides coming in the front door, was to come up to the fire escape.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about going to...
You felt kind of embarrassed. You hate for anybody to know you went.
What would...
Did you tell your parents you went?
They know you went.
Yeah.
But it was maybe a show that was real famous you wanted to see. And you just went home to see it.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost slipped to it.
What did they charge you to get in?
Do you remember if they charged you the same thing they charged whites?
I wouldn't know. Sure they did, but might have been more, so you wouldn't come.
So sometimes you would go down and they wouldn't let you in at all?
Well, I'm thinking about other places. You might go to a restaurant or something, bathroom, so they don't say it's trouble. I don't know whether they would have turned you around when you got to the theater or not. I have pictures of her, but I don't have them on the wall. I went down to Barbara's and then she has had them enlarged. She has got six pictures of them. That's her thing.
That your father took?
Barbara followed in the line of her father's foot. Barbara said they didn't have any boys, they had three girls. Barbara was the one that took up the profession.
She was
the one that took up the profession. So the other two, the pictures?
John can be so bad with pushing in. John can be bad.
Well, Barbara seemed to have kept on.
Yeah. So did Barbara actually do it commercially like your father?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. His own store and everything?
Yeah.
How nice. Does she still do it?
No, she did.
To some extent.
With the teaching. And it's kind of interfere with teaching and get the school to Francis Club. And you have another kind of special occasion she would go out and make it.
Mm-hmm.